Another tough loss for Team Dominica in the UEFA Women's Championship. You know, Coach, first thoughts on the games.
Well, I still have to say I can't put too much pressure on the girls, you know, because in a very short space of time, bringing a team together that do not have chemistry. And you know, in football, chemistry says a lot, you know. So try to find the girls and put them in position where we can get that kind of togetherness on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the knocking of the ball, getting in position. This thing is gonna take a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a relatively new team, a young team, and what that is against us is, and I've said it in previous interviews, the basics, which is letting us down. And we all know that football, for you to play it at a higher level, you have to have the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of work, a lot of improvement to be done in our game. And I have to say this evening, that game there, although we get a lot of goals, but you could see it was one of our better games in the sense of we had some nice moments in the game, stringing the passes and trying to find the gates.
Mm-hmm.
To go forward and take a few shots compared to the two previous games we played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just ball we just hit up, we take it from the creative phase to the finishing and take a few shots on the keeper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see little by little, you're seeing it. We are going to look for the bigger picture, but we have to look for the little things in the game, the little improvements that they have made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the games, two or three string passes, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. And yes, Coach, so you mentioned the improvement over time, the progression with the ladies. You know, what do you think could have been done differently? Is there anything you could have done differently, say in preparation for the competition or for each individual game?
Yes, well, the thing again is one, the fitness level. The aggression we miss that in our game, the physicality in our game, because when you're not fit, you cannot push the way that you want to push. And we have done all that we could have done to prepare the girls for the tournament. It was insufficient enough because, I mean, it's just a month and a few days that we have been training.
Mm-hmm.
And going to a tournament like that, you have to know where you have to be on cue.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I think the girls give the all in the tournament, and I know they are very much excited to be there, excited to be called up. But that is not all.
Mm-hmm.
They have to apply themselves more. They have to push. They are not to wait only when we have training to. Their clubs have to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
As well, you know. So it's not, the onus is not just upon the national team to do those things. The onus is upon the clubs to prepare their players before they are called up for national duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know the girls have it in them. I know they have it in them because I've been working with them for a month and so on. I've seen some of them playing in the league, but they have to apply themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. Coach, I'm going to give you the opportunity now to single out a few players, you know, say, I'm sure there are a few that you've seen their improvement even in the past few days. So tell us who stood out to you in this tournament.
Well, Rosalie Napoor. Rosalie Napoor, she's a little timid, but she's a player that when she's on top of her game, like today, to me, she was the most outstanding player because she was fighting. She was creating play, you know, turning compared to previous games she played.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't, well, we all know Diamond, you know, early in the game, make two blunders.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to our defense was playing a little too high, you know, and those two goals, they end up scoring on us. And the thing about this tournament is that we use this tournament as a benchmark to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we have the CONCACAF coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Soon. So it was a way of seeing the players perform at that level.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it is not what we wanted to see, but nevertheless, we have to go back and do some work and do some vigorous work in order to perform at that level that of the games that's coming up. You had Timika Pelwi. Yes, one of the players, her first time being on. I think she pushed a lot today. You know, I tried her in different position, and she was very aggressive up front. You know, and the basic, the control and the pass, the controls, you know, is one of the things that let her down a few times. And I told her so, and she agreed to that. So I'm hoping that she will work on her game as well. You know, Paul, which Jerisha Paul, who played today on the left back, had given a good account of herself. You know, she was pushing, she was cutting on plays and so forth. You know, Laura, Anessa Laura, she really surprised me. You know, she, for her height, you know, she is very robust in the centre back. PLV is a player I've been there for a little while, since I came in about 3 years ago. And she could be a very good defender. She has it in her. She has the leadership in her, but sometimes she doesn't need to have a little more patience. You know, too many of the balls she are eating up and going for. She forced the pass. She doesn't have patience in. She needs to work on her patience in building up. You know, that's
okay.
That's relatively about the players.
All right. What about health wise, coach? How's your team coping? Any injuries? You know.
Yeah, we have a few players. We have a few injuries there. Mm-hmm. You know, but we have to. As you said last time, everything has to be done in a holistic approach, because our players are, to be honest, our players are weak. Yeah, you cannot be having possession of ball and a player come and push you off the ball. You know, so that's one of the things that we have to work on: strength, endurance. We have to have. It's a total package of building, and building gonna take a while. You know, you have to have a strong foundation in building, and we have the players there to build a very solid team, because the girls and them, they are very young. You know, 19 and maybe 85% of the team is about under 23, and some of them will be under 20. You know, so if we work with them and continue working with them as the program they had here with the RTC and the U14 players, spend on this. Because if you want the results, you have to spend. There's no way you're going to get results and you're not spending. So you spend on the girls to put them in a program, to go in the gym, you know, aerobics, training and so forth. There's no doubt that we can produce a very good team, because, I mean, the other clubs, the other teams we played here, I mean, all the teams they had overseas players.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we wanted to look like making excuses for the girls, but I mean, you could see the level of the other countries. You could see those teams there are teams that have been together for a while. You can't just get up and just pick up a team and go and bring a tournament like that. You can see Barbados is well organized. St. Lucia is well organized, and the two of the teams you could watch in the tournament is Barbados and St. Lucia. You could see their structure, they are well organized teams. Their passes, their movements of the ball, their patience in building, you know, their communication on the pitch. You know, so the way forward for us is to take it one day at a time and trust the girls, believe in them, don't belittle them because of in this tournament that the amount of goals they got. They fought hard, you know, especially in a short space of time. And I have to say that going into those tournaments, there we have to have enough time to train. You know, you have to have enough time to prepare a team for a tournament, you know, too many times we win tournament a month, 2 weeks, a month, or 6 weeks. We have to do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, me as a coach, I'm not pleased of the numbers we get. But there's nothing more I could do to elude what happened on the pitch. You know, it's all about the togetherness with him. And in spite of the situation, as you've been there, you see the togetherness of the team, you know,
mm-hmm.
what the camaraderie the girls have among themselves. You know, so we continue that way and continue making them believe that they can do it. Mm-hmm. They will do it.
Mm-hmm. You know? So last word, coach, I'm going to give you an opportunity just to, if you had one sentence or one word to say to your girls after this tournament, what would you tell them?
Well, I tell them, keep their head high. Keep their head high because all is not lost. They just have to put in the work and believe in themselves and trust one another, you know? Trust one another and, you know, as I say, a chain is strong, it's a weakest link. So we have to strengthen one another on and off the pitch. And once we do that, we'll be going forward in a positive way.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much, coach, for your time.
You're most welcome.